Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and our dear friend V. Hale.
Boop.
Oh. Unfortunately,
booping right off the bat.
It feels like two of the people on the show have nine toes out there. Where do you got to be?
What do you mean?
Cracking the whip this whole... You guys, get on your broadcast.
Who? Bryn's got to go?
You got to go, Bryn? Where do you got
to
be?
No, I'm telling you guys to go to commercial break because we have certain things planned.
Oh.
That's all. I'm trying to keep you guys in line here.
Oh.
It's like herding cats.
Oh.
Fucking impossible.
He just cussed, too.
Play more drum hits.
All right.
You don't have to do it right now, but just you got to... It doesn't matter if it's funny or not. It makes it funny. Thank you. See how it makes it funny?
It works.
It totally works.
Really
every
helps.
Time. Yeah.
All right.
It's just a carryover from the show where I said something hilarious and Bryn went, how is that even a joke?
Well, they go. They always look at me and go, Bryn, aren't you going to hit that drum?
Well, why isn't your finger always on the drum hit button?
Well, I have a lot of buttons. That's why.
Well, that's obvious.
That's a shit ton of buttons,
you couldn't
man.
Get that news thing out to save your life today.
Hey, look, man. You didn't read the copy, all right? I was waiting for that. Waiting for you to read the copy, and I hit it when it's done. And I'm like, you didn't even fucking finish that. You fucking, oh, you're off your game, Brent. Like, what are you talking about? God.
Yeah, all right. So the third time that you screwed it up today, that was definitely me. I agree.
All right, okay. And then the first two times, was that was me.
All you.
Okay, but the third
Mom
time.
Mom and Dad, I hate when you fight, you guys. I'm going to my room.
Hit the drum.
I'm going to grow up to be a stripper.
See? She's going to grow up to be a stripper.
Off my game here.
Hey, V, can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Have you ever tanned naked?
Oh.
Like outside?
Yeah, in public.
No.
Like at a beach.
No.
You never been to France and just said, fuck it.
I wish.
I'm with all the Frenchies. I'm going nude.
Have you
ever... Yeah, I don't think I like my body enough to do that.
What?
Even though I've heard it, once you look around at those places and see, you're fine.
What do you mean you don't like your body enough?
It's a self-conscious thing. It's like,
yeah.
I would, the only thing that I would be cognizant of that day at the beach is that my tits were out. That would be it. I couldn't think about anything else.
That's
who's looking at them? Are they
too.
Getting burnt? Oh God, is it flopping over the wrong way? What's happening?
Weird.
Do I have any hairs on my nipples? The whole thing. It
Jesus.
Would just be, you
know,
right? It's all I could think about. And I'd be like, is there like a crease underneath? Does it make my belly look bigger? Oh, God.
Okay, well, it's
yeah,
clearly not
like,
for you.
Yeah.
Being set.
Hit it.
But I feel it could be liberating, too.
I would think, yeah.
I don't know. I've known people who have tried it or at least been to them. And they're like, dude, once you look around, you'll think, you're amazing because they don't care there. So it's not like, oh, well, hot, skinny people only and ripped dudes. It's
right.
Old men with saggy balls, too.
Yeah,
so.
See, I don't want to see that either. I don't.
Oh, I'd be people looking. I would have my sunglasses on and staring at everyone because I know you're not supposed to do
oh,
it.
Oh, that's
but
Bryn's
like,
trick.
Yeah,
Bryn likes
totally
to have the
that.
Sunglasses on and be able to
be able to read.
It makes it seem like, remember you were telling me you were at some gig or other and you have your sunglasses on. Oh, it was the zoo. And
yeah, they gave me a shit ton of cue cards to read.
It's so crazy. It's like, he didn't have to. He's like looking around as though he's looking, but he's actually just looking down the whole time, like reading the card. That's brilliant.
They gave me like some zoo facts, you know?
Oh, zoo
facts. It was 10 flashcards.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it was
they
like...
They actually gave you flashcards,
no,
though.
She
that's
made
good.
The flashcards
no,
for
them.
Me.
I made the flashcards.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the falcon you're looking at now is a direct descendant of the pterodactyl.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Uh-huh. I was actually reading it, learning it on the fly. I didn't realize.
It was like, did you know this bird lays an egg? Stuff like that, that he was supposed to like say.
Oh, that's very cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every kid's all... Shut up, I want to find my eggs!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is there money in here or just candy?
Was there money?
No,
just candy?
It was just candy. There was candy and toys, actually. It was actually a great day.
Are the kids, they got hostile on you, huh?
They wanted the
kids
candy, really. They didn't care about the money.
Yeah, give me candy or I'll power fuck your face!
Fuck the eagle!
Oh, God.
Oh, see?
Don't fuck the eagle.
Hey, it's National Eat What You Want Day. B, what does that remind you of?
Listen to this. So I come in this morning.
Of course she thinks of that, too.
Okay, who needs a holiday for that? It's a holiday every day.
Nikki and I are sitting in here, I'm starting to look through the week, through the day's thing, because I always pre-read everything and see what the day is, and and I go, oh, it's National Eat What You Want Day. So Nikki and I both are thinking food, and Brynn goes, oh, there's a couple assholes I'd like to munch.
Yeah,
we both go,
just like that.
So Nikki and I look at each other. I'm like, I was thinking pizza. She's like, yeah, I was thinking ice cream sundae. But this guy was thinking poop.
This is why we all get along. Oh, my God. Speaking of booping. Okay.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
This isn't what I've done. No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, when do you ever see booping in a regular TV series, like obviously an HBO or like not on basic cable.
Wait,
they never really have that.
There was ass munching that.
Oh, yes. Look at Sarah.
I saw that on Instagram.
Isn't that cute?
Boop. Oh, put the arrow there.
It's so
put
cute.
Put the arrow in where the button. Boop. Oi, oi, oi. Eat what you want. Eat what you want. Nom, nom, nom.
What the fuck? What the fuck is happening? That has nothing to do with anything.
That's why we love you, V.
Go on with whatever you were saying
back
about
out of
munching.
Nowhere, and I don't want to say what show it is.
Say what show?
I'm not an asshole, like the other person. No, because it's still like only one episode has aired so
far.
Well,
just tell us what the name of the show is. If only one episode has aired, we are all interested in the show with the butt munching.
It's not ruining. Okay, HBO did about the staircase, that actual murder. It was a documentary on Netflix. The woman, the wife fell down the staircase.
I saw that on Netflix.
After he ate her ass? No wonder she could probably be probably like so bugged out she didn't know how to walk anymore.
Get out of here. That's so stupid.
Wow, that went way. That went
That's weird.
Farther than my weird butt song that I just made up. No, it's like a scene and they're talking in the kitchen. Uh-huh. And next thing you know, he like slid down. And the two actors, they're major. It's, of course, it's Colin Firth and... Of course, I can't remember her name. Anyway, she's
Pediatrics.
And he slides out, and they literally are like up close. His face is straight up in her butt cheeks. And I'm like, out of all the sex scenes,
He goes right for the ass. He's just like, what I want to do with you right
Toni
now.
Toni Collette. Thank you, Toni Collette.
Oh, I love Toni Collette.
Yeah, so do I. And I was like, as I am a huge advocate of booping, but I even looked away at one point because I'm like, this is such a weird scene, like, because he was real. Like, listen, we all know they have tricks of the trade with sex scenes and stuff like that. But this was like, there's no denying that his face was buried, just buried. Very nice.
Could it have been a body double? Like, maybe it was his actual wife or something.
I don't know because they panned. No, because they panned away. So like, it started up close and he's in there just
butt munching,
and then it pans out and it's her butt and. Him with his nose.
And this is based on a true story about a guy who...
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe they just threw that in. And I don't know if they threw it in. I mean, obviously we know it's not just a gay thing, but they found out through this murder thing he was also having like secret gay
Oh.
Sex and stuff. So I don't know if it was showing like...
Oh, I forgot you have a vagina. So I went right for your asshole.
Yeah.
I forgot.
So, sorry.
It's not
a rimming only situation.
No, I'm glad some people really like it. And you should
the
do what you enjoy.
Staircase is a thing. Trip out.
What you got?
Just that it's a thing. I've never heard of this. I've never seen it.
And the show's called
documentary,
The Staircase?
It's taking me forever to get through. Yeah, so the documentary and the show on HBO, it's same name, The Staircase. But the documentary is so slow and it's like...
Oh, that's on Netflix? Done.
Yes, no, they're... Yeah. So
one's
the
on
doc
Netflix,
is Netflix.
Yeah, the doc is Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah, and the movie is HBO Max. But I want to compare the two, right? Like, I want to see what really was filmed through that and then what they did with it in the movie, but...
Is there ass play in
so
the documentary?
Hard to get through.
Is that
like she's
no,
dead?
I'm saying like what is there something where they were this was their thing and that's why?
Well, no,
they
that's why I thought it was weird. I don't know if they did it to kind of tie in the gayness of it that they discovered after her murder because they started digging and it was like, dude, look at all these emails and pictures on your computer, blah blah blah. But it was just so
did
random.
Did she turn
like,
around and pull a Sarah and go, you know, I poop from there, right?
Yeah, that's a good solid question.
She was a smart wife.
When someone's
and just,
rimming you. Like, you know that's.
Is that shit on your lip?
So disgusting.
Sorry about that.
Then someone has wiping issues.
Yeah, you gotta try a shower.
Maybe she just farted and a little bit came out.
Really?
It's an outdoor. God. It's definitely an outdoor.
Says the lady who's done it for sure. And talked about it.
And said I was never going to do it again because I didn't like it.
Okay.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, she says all kinds of stuff on this show. She just gets to, like, say stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't get lost in it. 15 years ago, I tried it once, and I was like, well, that's...
Once, my fucking asshole.
I tried it once, and the first time I was like...
What's going on in there? He's
you
so
two
mad
really
about
have
stuff.
Some hostility. Hey, let's do a bad advice before we run out of time.
All right. Let me see if there's one special for V. Sometimes people write things in just for V.
Right.
Let me look.
It's always like...
You guys can talk amongst yourselves.
It's not always like that. I wish you would stop saying that. Most of us love you.
Yeah, V.
You're so negative towards yourself. It's terrible.
God, I know. It's just... It really is a characteristic flaw. I love you guys too, though. Gosh darn it.
Aww.
Warming my...
Nothing specific to you, but I'm going to go back in time. I'm going to go from the end and but I will say this: we need some bad advices.
Okay.
So please, any little problem, any thoughts you have, a story you'd like to share, or
send it
something we can help with, send it to Bryn BRYN at RadioAlice.com. What's up, party people? Looking to get your thoughts on navigating the conversation with my future husband regarding a prenup. Would love to hear from any listeners, too, who may have had experience with this. Some fast facts.
Fast facts.
Me, 35-year-old female, make about $350 a year, work about 60 hours a week in tech sales. I've been maxing out my 401k since I was 21. Atta girl.
Way to go.
$300,000 in savings and investments, anticipating about $2 million in inheritance from my mom, which is from a life insurance policy when my dad drowned in the ocean.
Oh,
it was a horrible accident, wrecked our family, and took us years to recover. No debt except our mortgage. So she is in great financial shape.
Mm-hmm.
And she's how old?
35.
Wow, good for her.
Him, 37-year-old male, makes about $80,000 a year, works about 30 hours a week, has an easy marketing job, and doesn't have to work hard. He is a hard worker, but his job is just really easy, and he likes it that way. Started a 401k last year, has about $10,000 in savings and investments, no expected inheritance, and no debt except, again, the mortgage. So she is far wealthier.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a prenup that screws him over or has a cheating clause or anything like that. All I'm really looking for is to protect what was ours individually before we got married and some investments that are particularly important to me. What I want to be in the prenup. Any cash before we're married stays separate. After we're married, I'm fine sharing finances, but that money I've saved, I want mine. Do I want to stay mine, I guess, to protect myself and or spend how I want. The inheritance I get from my dad dying is mine to spend how I want. We have different opinions on some things. He, for example, want to pay off our house or buy a lake house. I want to have it to pay for our future kids' college or something else that I could point to as my family's legacy. 401ks stay separate. The intent of our 401ks is not to spend them together when we're married and living that glamorous
The intent of our 401ks is to spend them together when we're married and living that glamorous retirement life. It is not to be fought over, split up, or damaged through a potential divorce. I'll pay child support, but no alimony. He's an able-bodied, smart, college-educated man. I'm not paying for him to just live a cushier lifestyle. This is if they break up. The down payments we gave for our house that we bought together stay that way. If we sell the house, I get back what I put in, $250,000. He gets back what he put in, $50,000. And then we split any proceeds based on how we contributed to the down payment. In other words, she gets five times as much of the profit as he does. That one will be dicey.
I don't like that one, but
I feel like this is fair. I also know this is tricky. He's a sentimental person, and I understand talking about a future divorce when you're engaged is a total bummer. But we're in our late 30s, and I know how angry and hurt people can be. A broken heart can be poisonous and turn great people into spiteful, awful humans. Mm-hmm. I think it's smart to have some ground rules, so to speak, already established if we ever get there. I also feel like there might be a pinch of woman being the breadwinner sting with all of this, too. Any advice? How would you approach it? Does anyone think I'm being ridiculous? Thank you. Love you. Well, I'll start with you're not being ridiculous.
No.
You are actually financially in a much better position. And if you don't have a prenup, it would be a 50-50 split in California. That's how they divvy that stuff up. You might be able to argue some stuff, but certainly not the percentage of money you put down on a house. The house is the two of yours. The savings are the two of yours. It's possible even your dad's the money that you inherit from your mom would be in question. I don't think there's anything wrong with this, but it is hard to do this when you're engaged to someone. It's a hard conversation to bring up, and it sounds petty. And
well, you're trying to kick off your marriage with the potential of divorce. And I think that most people think of, at least I know I do a lot, when there's a prenup involved. It's like, I mean, you're marrying like...
Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Multi-millionaire, billionaire status, right? And no woman's going to come in and sweep that away. And it's usually not the woman having a prenup, but good on her. And also how terrible that you inherit money because your father died,
yep,
tragically. But yeah, that's left for her. So she, my guess is she has experienced a really awful divorce somewhere in her family or friends, and I've seen it go down ugly, and that is why she's putting this in place, because the things that she said specifically. And yes, people turn cold and bitter when, I mean, you can be the happiest. How many people get divorced? You fast or rewind to, you know, the right beginning of their relationship, they were so in love.
Oh, of course.
So you have to like prepare, but it sucks because no one wants to be like, hey, we're entering like our union, but in case this union turns out to be a piece of shit, like, I don't know. It's hard, but dude, that's a lot of money on the line and no alimony. Good on her. Sorry, but that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck to pay for someone to sit on their ass while you're working.
100%.
And they've figured it. They've dimed the situation. Like, I got life dialed, buddy. My ex-wife pays me to sit on my ass and go surfing every day. It's not. Look, here's what I would say. If you think you're going to have trouble bringing this up now, you can expect you're fucked if there's a divorce. Like, if that's what how this person makes you feel, like you can't just bring up how you feel about your money.
This is business.
And then you really need to bring up the fact that you need to protect your money, because this is one of those things where, and I hate to say it, but she says, oh, you know, he works, but he doesn't want to work that hard. 30 hours a week, makes 80K. Okay, that's great. And everybody has different priorities in this life. So good on him.
Right.
He knows what he wants to do.
And tech people are known to be overachievers.
And overworked, right? You know, they hang money out in front of them, and those people chase that dough.
Yep.
And good for them. That's,
yes.
It's great.
Nothing wrong with that either.
But she says, I'm working 60, what did she say?
60 hours a week.
And he's working 30.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the golf course, and she's still on a conference call while
at
eating
dinner.
Right.
Right.
So I would say you just have to bring it up straight and accept however that falls out.
If he loses his shit over this, you're 100% right. And I think that is the point. If you can't talk about this stuff now before you get married,
then he does have eyes on your dough.
Well, he's going to fight you when it comes the time.
Right. He does have eyes on your dough if this is going to be that conversation. Why would you bring that? Why would I bring it up? Because I work double the hours you do every week. I'm working my fucking ass off, and you have a, I don't know, what? What's a good handicap?
Don't throw that into, I don't know what a good handicap is. Don't throw anything in his face. People think, we'll never divorce. Well, but the reality is that sometimes, think of it as like a company agreement. It's like two corporations merging together. They come into it. They drop all kinds of contracts about how it's all going to go. But there's no love involved. So there's, or hate or any of that, or no emotion involved. It's a business. So this is the transactional part. You make sure that you've protected yourself and he's protected himself, and then go on with your emotional marriage.
You have to do this, though. So.
I 100% agree.
I think it's all in how you approach it.
Yeah.
Like, you have to make sure.
Don't get defensive about
there
it.
There has to be, no, and I think there has to be a big preface to, like, the big point that you're coming up to. Like, hey, look, right? Here's a little spiel about whatever, and then lead into it. And it's a business transaction, which
I say
a lot
get
of
it drawn
don't
up.
Like when it comes to marriage, but
get it all drawn up, have it all set, get him drunk and put it in front of him. Just have him sign it.
No, that's not right.
Boom, you go on. And what? I don't think you should get it drawn up before you talk to him, because then it'll feel like you went and did this whole thing, and then
him.
Here you go.
Right.
Yeah. Talk about it, discuss your terms, make sure you agree, and then move forward with
Sarah's right, though, in that you need to be careful about the language you use, because you don't want to use, well, you're a lazy puke, and I'm not going to fund your future. So, I get that. That's not the right way to. But so,
I'm not going to take care of you.
Make sure that you're careful with the way you word this. But I do think as a one of the things is word economy. Don't get flowery with your language. That's where the insults start coming in,
just
or the backhanded
straight
compliments. I like that you don't want to work that hard. That's not going to help.
You've already stepped in it.
Right. Just be careful about how you present it, but present it as a matter of fact that this has to happen. And, you know, one of the things, I'll give you an example of what I did. Before we got married, we had a kid. And one of the things I thought about is, if I kick, okay, and I'm leaving behind, I had a house on my own that I'd purchased myself, and I had a 401k and some savings. If I kick, I need this money to go to my kid specifically, not to my partner who's remarrying now, and that dude is taking the money.
Because
he's got two kids,
future,
and now that's
right.
The kid. They're a
the
blended
money gets
family,
mucky.
And then it becomes this is from my ex-partner, and it was just for my kid. What? What about my kids? They're not. You don't love my kids? So I just went and got a trust done. Can I or should right. I? I went and got a trust done, and the trust says everything I own goes to my daughter.
And any future children.
And any future children. And that's the way I handled that before we were married. So. And it was just a simple fact that I didn't want my kid not to benefit from me dying young. and having all this cash sitting there for them. Instead, it goes to her next partner and whoever he's got.
Right. And he may, and you just don't know what future person's intentions might be.
So anyway, I do think cover your ass. Absolutely.
How did you, that's probably
how did I
went?
No, go ahead.
I'm thinking like, so you've got this trust in place. I assume it's just your trust, the Vinnie Hassan trust.
Yeah.
When you married, what happened to it?
It hasn't changed. I do think that the marriage...
Because I think that it would be...
overrides what is in the trust. But I also think that I still have designated... like, my 401k goes to my kids.
Right.
Like, the beneficiaries already designated. And it's double designated in the trust. Mm-hmm. So she'd have to, I would guess, go fight it in order to get that money.
Which... I can't see happening. She's a woman in her own right that with, you know,
she's got her own
finances,
bread.
Finances right. In her own right. Right.
So, but that's, right, you're right. Right. After getting married, I don't know what that would mean, but I'm not going to worry about that now.
Right.
I do have a trust.
Did you do a prenup?
No.
And do you guys keep everything still pretty separate?
Nope.
Oh, all blended.
But she
together.
Has, look, she's got dough. Mm-hmm. So she's not someone that is, she works hard. She makes good money. It's a lot more even than the situation the lady who wrote about.
Right.
In fact, if anybody's, like I have said to her before, when we were talking about kids, I was like, look, I hate to say it, but, you know, we have different life goals. My life goal is to fuck you and go surfing. Mm-hmm. Like, these are the things that I want to do with my life after at this age and going forward. And so there's my life goals. What are yours again? Oh, kids. Huh. There's conflict there. So we had to talk all this out. And there are things she's taken on that she knows she was taking on.
Well, there's also things she agreed to that she knew she was agreeing to.
Right.
That, because I think everyone thinks their life is going to be a certain way even right. after they have kids.
In fact,
is there an age difference there between you and wifey?
Yeah, 9 years.
Okay, yeah.
She's 9 years younger.
That can be a lot going in with kids and stuff like that.
Well, and what I think you're getting at is you can say you'll do all of it, and then you get in there and go, I can't do all this. This is, who could do all this? You're right. Mm. There was a problem.
Right.
We had trouble. So, yeah.
He didn't seem to have as much trouble after the second kid.
We'd worked through some things. We'd been through counseling together, and it seems like everybody understands the deal now.
You know, it's so crazy as we sit here and discuss this. People enter this union because that's what marriage is. It is, at the end of the day,
a joining of two lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's through our government. I mean, there's paper. You can't just walk away, right? Like, this is what we're discussing. Like, you're signing away who goes to what, who gets what. I mean, it's crazy. And right. people just enter this thinking, well, we love each other. And it's like, okay, but listen. And I understand when you're older, you have a much wiser view of what you want in a partner, and we've been through it. But sometimes young people, like, it is something that you work at every day. Some days it's super easy, and some days it's really hard. But these people, whoever they are, it's like they're like, oh, my God, we're in love. It's been 6 months. It's like, okay, but if you're in love now, wait 3 years, especially if you're younger or however many, and then you'll still be in love. Like, why do you have to rush this aspect? Like, it's not like you two aren't really together because there's not a piece of paper filed, right, with the state or whoever. Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, it's supposed to be, it's not really anymore, a lifetime commitment and deal. And it's a lot of work. And I think people just really underestimate it. Like, it just blows
my mind.
Well,
maybe their grandma gives them shit if they say they're going to live together. I remember my grandmother was like,
oh,
you know,
for sure.
You're shacking up with that guy. You're nothing but a bunch of fornicators.
You're a sinner.
I know, a total sinner. But nowadays, it is so much more.
So
I 100,000 zillion percent agree with you. There is no rush to get married. I'm going to three weddings this year, and one of them is a 20-year-old.
Dummy. Oh, God.
I mean, I don't want to say
dummy.
Can't
even legally drink. That blows my mind.
Well, I think she'd be 21
Look,
by then.
I want to say this before we run out of time, because I think this is a little crunchy, but there's a giant red flag in what that lady wrote. A giant fucking red flag in that.
Flag? Where is it?
It is. Look, I get that he only wants to work 30 hours a week and he's happy making 80K. And I get that she's working 60 hours a week. And right now, they're doing fine with that.
Yeah. They bought a house together.
How resentful will she be as he starts to go, we've got plenty of money. What? I'm going to buy some stuff. You know what I need? I need a whole new set of golf clubs because I've got a lot of time during the week to kill. She's going to start to see this attitude that's currently fine with
her. We're rich.
Right. It's going to be a problem for her. So I don't mean she has to address it while she's talking about this, right, this prenup, but she needs to stop looking at it like it's fine. He's happy. He knows he's getting a. You're working your ass off and you're going to watch him hit the couch while you leave for a 12-hour day. Mm. And it's going to start to bum you out, especially when he goes, look, I bought me a Tesla. And you're going to be going, with whose money did you buy a Tesla?
Because I bought it with all of mine because you're supporting me.
Right.
Well, but that's what sucks is it ever really our money? Like,
that's,
I have
that
heard...
is.
But that's, so what I'm pointing out, and I'll let you finish. I do want, what I'm pointing out is they have different ideas of how hard in this life you should be working.
100%.
And it's going to bother her. Mm. It's going to come up later. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and that he can live a better lifestyle while working less, right? Because his partner's working more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. And this wasn't like a big fight or funny, but I have several relationships around me where it's the mom stays home with the kids, which I am sorry, all the props, no offense to people who work hard, but people who stay home with their kids all day deserve all the, like, I would be running out of
that
my house to
absolutely.
Go to my job. Like,
that is a hard job.
It is
job.
So hard. But no, different, my best friend and her dude, like, it's very much their money. He doesn't care. She has the card, runs it, whatever, right? But then there's certain purchases where he's like, but I work. And she's like, okay. Because we'll go out for, you know, pedicures and lunch, and our phone's like, are you coming home soon? And it's like, yeah, she does this all day, every day. They don't realize. And then my cousins, and she wasn't mad, but my cousin's wife, he really wanted a Peloton. And I just saw them Mother's Day weekend. And she was like, we're not getting a Peloton. Like, this is ridiculous, whatever. He works from home. He's like, we have three kids. She stays home with three kids. Only one goes to school right now. That is a lot. It's a lot. And she's so good. And she's like, yeah, next thing I know, we purchased a Peloton. And it's kind of because, like, well, but I'm working, right? And they didn't have, like, a crazy fight over it. But it's like, that's what will start to happen. Well, one will start to make purchases, yeah, because it's like, fuck you. I work. If I want this, I'm going to go get it.
Now,
right?
If he quits his job when they decide to have, if they decide to have kids and he's staying home, I am with you. That is an actual job.
It is crazy. It's, people, well, who don't say that's a job has never seen it.
But that's,
it's
post
a lot.
The declaration of where everything, right, is in the marriage. Yeah.
But let's go back to, so you did this with John, but yep, John's a fucking hard worker. He's a guy from a dip, like he has a working class family and a working class mentality, and he works his ass off. Whether he's at home with the kids or you guys are doing a project on your house, he's not someone who's like half-assing his way through shit.
Absolutely. John
he's
is
meticulous, right, and he works hard, and that's...
And it actually bugs him because, you know, people go, you don't have a job.
If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick, no mess, no rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
And he, oh God, and it bums him out because raised our kids, and we flipped a couple of houses since we've been here, and that's, he feels like, okay, well, I guess I don't have a title, and I don't want to be called Mr. Mom. But it does bug dudes.
But look, what I'm trying to say is she didn't even bring up kids yet.
Right.
So here they are. Society. And here's, do you really want a guy who's already decided 30 hours a week is, whoa.
Yeah.
More than enough for me.
Yeah.
And now he's going to what? Stay home with the kids? Is he going to do that? Or will you find yourself working the 60 hours?
Plus
picking up all his slack as he goes, it's too much.
Because it is too much.
I'm not going to bring up anyone in particular, but I know someone who said, I'm going to stay home with the kid. It was a dude. And he was like, no, I'm going to stay home with the kid.
Yeah.
3 months later, he went, I'm going back to fucking work. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Within three months, he went, I'm not. And he went and got a job. And this was a guy who wasn't working before the kid came. So it was just sort of, well, it'll be fine. He's not working. And, the mom makes plenty of money and he'll stay home with the kid. And with it, it was almost like she went, I know how I can make him go get a job. I'll put a kid on him.
Yeah.
And she did. And he went, I'll be going back to work now. And hasn't stayed home since.
Well, yeah, because he's like, the kid's at home. Right. Kind of being alone with that monster.
So, on top of dealing with this prenup, you better talk about whether you want kids and who's going to handle that. Because it's going to land back on you.
Yeah. His 30-hour-a-week cushy little job that he has fun at, that is a totally different ball game than raising kids. Mm-hmm. And if that's the plan, because John and I always said, whoever's making the least money quits their job and stays with the kids. And that worked out for us. It don't work. It doesn't work for everybody.
Tells us
the fact that they're bumming her out. Yeah, she's tripping.
That says a lot.
And I don't mean to get,
but she's right, and she should do this, and she shouldn't feel bad about it. But she needs to approach it very gently.
He might be handsome and brave. And also
have a big dick.
Big love of your life, but he's
boop the shit out of her, and she doesn't want to lose that.
Right,
I get it.
Yeah. All right, I think we're done. In fact, I think we went over because I'm getting looks from Bryn.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to stop you. It's like I want to seem like I always wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, that was
that was
heavy.
A doozy. Yeah, it's a good one. You ain't no punk, but we won't clean up. We won't clean
up. Yeah. If your skin or honestly your nervous system feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately, and you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
The end.